Our season countdown series continues, and it's time to talk all things Belmont Lions, joined by Lions coach Ash Whitney. Ash, welcome to the KROC studios.
Cheers. Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Ash, how are things shaping up at Winter Reserve ahead of season 2019?
Yeah, no, good. Pre-season's been really, really good. Been having some good numbers. I think every club at this time of year thinks the pre-season's going well and it's been the best one, but see, so here we go. So let the footy do the talking.
Finished ninth last year, 5 wins, 13 losses. And just doing a little bit of reflection on last year, outside of Corio, you had the worst defence in the competition. You gave up more points than anybody else. Has that been something you've looked at in the off-season in terms of not leaking as many points as you did last year?
Yeah, definitely. I think a lot of that's probably not on the back line, a fair bit of it's through the midfield. So we've been working on some things, probably different personnel going through there a little bit. So to try and change it up a little bit. I think our back line was probably nearly our best group of six, I think, especially probably after the halfway mark. So we'll just change a few things up through the midfield and more pressure going on the footy going forward.
Yep. Is 5 and 13 a fair reflection of where you're at last year?
Yeah, I think it was, yeah. I think it was. Probably missed out on a couple of games we probably should have won. I just think we didn't have the depth last year. As soon as we had a couple of injuries, we really struggled. We think we've fixed that up this year. We think we've fixed that up. But we had a lot too, probably don't realise, we had a lot of blokes leave, even though the side only won 3 games a year before. There was a lot of blokes that left, like Ben Vardy, Dev Winslow, Andrew Fay, Pencil, the Ruckman. So we had a lot of guys that actually left from the year before. So the guys we recruited were really just probably filling in gaps from when those guys left. So we've signed everyone up from last year, kept all the group. And then added on top of that, so we're very happy where we're at.
Yep. What you've added is quality. A couple of blokes, you know, well, obviously Nick Costello, you know well from obviously Bell Post Hill. Blake Podden has come along as well. Cozzy, I think 96 goals in the last two across the last two seasons gives you a really handy target up forward.
Yeah, definitely. And that was probably where we struggled the most last year. We had Tyler Jones up forward, and probably Jay Kerwood, probably only really two blokes we kicked the footy at. So with Cozzy coming on board, Baden Maxwell, another bloke we've got over from South Bowen, Tom Addison as well. So they're bigger body guys, and they'll line up in the front half for us. So it just gives some more options and takes a bit of pressure off Tidge as well. So we're very happy with our front six is looking at the moment. And Pods will spend a fair bit of time down through there as well. So
the talk is from my spies that although Cozzy probably never been the most athletic looking of players, is probably in really good nick.
He has. He's come over with the right attitude, and I reckon he's probably missed two sessions since November the 10th, I think, we started. He's missed two sessions, and he's flying, actually. He had a fairly big pre-season last year and that as well, and then died off. So it's up to him to try and keep that going all the way through, but can't fold him at all this year with his pre-season.
Blake Podner brings premiership experience, having played in obviously North Geelong's flag, as you well know, in 2013. You
don't want to think about it.
Don't want to be reminded of that at your time up on the hill. What does he bring to you?
He's just a bit of aggression around the footy. His skills are fantastic. It just hits blokes, laces out. Our boys will have a good time of it if he's delivering the footy. Yeah, just a bit rugged around the contest, which is probably something we lacked. And his pre-season's been just unbelievable. I've had to slow him down a fair few times and to give him a night off and keep him off his feet, because he'd be in our top three runners, along with Jay Kerwood and Mitch Bowl probably this year. He's been in the top three of the running, and he's looking really good, fit, healthy.
Yep.
Just got to try and keep his body right. That's probably the main thing with Pods. Just making sure his body's feeling right and he's right to go.
He's done it before and he's doing it again. Lockie Edwards has left and played at a high level and he's come back. I think it's the second or third time he's done it. He always seems the lure of Winter Reserve. I know the Edwards name, obviously very famous at the club, but he's back again, and obviously, you know, he didn't play a lot of senior footy at Bell Park last year, but at GDFL level, he's very influential.
Oh yeah, definitely. I probably haven't seen a better kick of the footy in my time in local footy, just left foot, right foot. Since he's committed to us, he has not missed a training session. He's been down to all of them, and he's a real leader amongst the boys. He has a lot to say, and he cares about the footy club. He's Belmont through and through, so looking forward to what he can bring. Yeah, it's definitely, it's probably something a lot of our points leaked against were probably 7-point plays, you know what I mean? So we've missed a goal, kicked out, turned it back over and been a goal. That's where a lot of our scores got kicked against us a fair bit too. So having him kicking the footy out, especially with the new rules they got now with no one on the mark, he's going to be very handy.
If Winter Reserve wasn't as small ground as it is, it becomes smaller now from the kick out, doesn't it?
Yeah, definitely, definitely does. And even the throw-ins and that as well coming in a little bit further. So he can be a real weapon down there for us. Lockie, with the way he kicks the footy.
Yep. You used 43 players last year. History tells you if you're using in the 40s and you're probably battling to get consistency with your lineup, you probably want to be using that mid-30s tops to win premierships. Is that what you're looking to do this year? Yeah. And, you know, hopefully, I suppose, limit the injuries as well.
Yep, definitely, definitely. And that comes through with the pre-season as well. Like, a lot of the guys did the pre-season last year, but then we've had a couple with Brent Watkins with shoulder issue, Mitch Bowl, and then we had Brody Edge miss a few. So some of them were unlucky. There probably weren't so much fitness-wise, but all the boys have been flying. We've got James Cheaters has done our pre-season program for us this year. We've got another guy, Dwayne, who's a strength and conditioning coach, who's been coming down on Wednesdays. So the boys are fit and firing. And like you said, you probably only want to use probably 32, 33 players. Yep. If you can keep that core group, then you get a bit of continuity with the playing group. Yeah, and get used to each other.
On the flip side, though, you expose some blokes to senior footy that might not necessarily played it.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly. And those guys come in and played a good role for us. You know what I mean? We weren't expecting even just long as too much of them. Just long as they come in, played a role, and done the team things, and those guys did. So there's nothing. Hopefully this year we don't have to use as many blokes because of injuries, but At least if we do, we've got those guys there that have played senior footy and have done a role.
Most coaches say second pre-season in charge of a club is a lot easier than the first. Have you found it easier in terms of, I suppose, one, recruiting, but also, you know, you know a majority of the list already and you know how they operate and how to, I suppose, push their buttons to get them moving in the right direction?
Yeah, definitely. Recruiting-wise, definitely. We've got a fair bit of that with getting the list all pinned down. I think the year I took over, we had no one signed up at all until October. Me and George Baker were driving around in the car signing blokes on a Friday night. So this year was a lot. We had most of the guys locked in before Christmas. Before round 18.
Yep.
And then we had, I think it was only Daniel Bannister that we hadn't had locked in, and he signed with us before Chrissy. So yep. A lot easier on that front. I had a bit more excitement about me before Christmas, the first pre-season. This year was a little bit. It's a bit of a drag. You just want to hurry up and get to the real stuff. But after Christmas, it's been really good. Just looking forward to round one and getting stuck into it.
Yep. Anybody jumped out at you in terms of their footy over pre-season, trained well, that might have been on the fringe last year or maybe just a bit off the pace, but, you know, all of a sudden put themselves in the frame to play round one?
Probably Mitchy Bolt, and it's probably not from talent-wise. He didn't play much last year. He was injured a lot, hamstrings, backs and shoulders and all that kind of stuff. But the amount of work he's got in to himself, I think he's going to be a real fine. He's got all the talent in the world. It was just probably the hard work he didn't get have behind him. But he's been exceptional this pre-season. He's probably the standout one from the playing group from last year that didn't really play much footy. He's probably the standout one for me, definitely.
Let's look at your first month. You start with Bannockburn, North Geelong, Thompson, Werribee Central. It's not an easy first. You're going to get a real indication of where you're at.
Yeah, definitely. And contending for finals, you've got to beat those sides anyway. So obviously everyone's probably chasing Thompson.
Yep.
But in saying that too, everyone was chasing Inverleigh the year before, probably Inverleigh the year before that, and Bannockburn the year before that. So it doesn't mean much. But we'll get an indication where we're at with round one. Just looking at round one at the moment, probably not looking at round two, three and four, just round one and see how we go from there.
Yep. What's impressed you most about the group over summer? What have you seen improvement-wise that makes you bullish about this year?
Probably just the work rate and just the leaders with Dill Piazza, Nick Chapman, Cozzy, Al Hand, these guys really getting in and trying to drive standards of training. So last year we had a good pre-season. Stilford took some nights for us on the Monday nights, but it's just the leadership of the boys. I'm setting standards and probably changing. The culture changed a fair bit last year, but the training standards now are being set where everyone's expected to to toe the line.
Yep. How's Dill tracking? Obviously, he's always got those shoulder issues, but
I'll be honest. This is probably the fittest and strongest I've seen him. He's done a lot of work away from the footy club before Christmas. We didn't see much of him. He's been right into his CrossFit stuff that he does, which is hard work. I've done a couple of sessions with him, and it really kills you. But he's probably the fittest and strongest I've seen him for a long time, probably since 2013, 2012.
Yep.
He's flying, just covering over the ground and moving really well.
Bit of a warning there for opposition midfield.
Well, look, last year he didn't really get much competitive stuff. Like, he'd done a bit of running with his shoulders, but he didn't get any competitive work into him until the first pracker. I think it was the second pracker we played against Geelong West, Eddie Cryo, last year. So he was a little bit behind the eight. Well, he had a pretty good year last year, but he could play a lot better footy, and I reckon we'll probably see that this year.
Yep.
Yeah.
We've talked about additions to the club, but your losses have been fairly minimal.
Yeah. Well, Brody Edge is going back home just for a few personal things. He's going to go back home for the year. Nick Sneed is moved over to Tassie for work. You see, he's going to try and get back, but we've been pushing him to play footy over there because he's too good a player not to be playing, and he had a fair few years off.
Yep.
And got back into it last year and enjoyed it. So, but he's still keen to fly back over a couple of times and run around and have a kick in the twos with our boys. But we think we've replaced what we've lost, definitely. With Lockie, Bods, Cozzy, Beta Maxwell, Tom Addison, Mason Gladwell. We've got another bloke, Ben Morrow, through the midfield. We think, we've got guys. These guys will come straight into the senior side. So, you got five blokes from last year that, that will come in to replace those two.
Where does that, obviously, Lockie comes back as a one-pointer, but where do the rest put your points wise? Especially recruiting from in the GDFL.
Cozzy comes as four, I think.
Yep.
Pods comes as five because he had that year at Corio.
Yep.
But we had, I think it was 16 or 17 blokes last year that were worth more than 1 point. So we dropped those 16 points. And the other boys from the uni and that kind of stuff, I think there's one of them hasn't played for a couple of years because that uni's an untapped source out there. We've got a lot of guys that just come down. It's crazy. They've just stopped playing footy because they've moved away from home. They just come down and go to school and don't play footy at all. So, I think you get with 3 years out, it's only a one-point player or something, I think, that as well. So, and with them moved away from home, I think you can get a point deduction for the guys if they're staying at campus on the uni.
Yep.
So a couple of those guys will get a point deduction for that and that as well. So points-wise, we're fine. We'll be right on a limit again, as we were last year.
Yep.
But we should be fine.
Practice match-wise, what have you got lined up? What are you planning leading into round one?
So we got one on the 16th, I think it is, against a Ballarat mob up there. And then Western Eagles, we're still trying to pin down a day because they were going to have it on the Sunday, I think it was, but they start their season the next Saturday, they want to lose a day in recovery, so we're going to try and work something out on a Friday night or something like that. Not many grounds with all the cricket finals and everything going on. You can't get any grounds on a Saturday, so we're still in the process of working that out.
Have you been able to train at home for most of summer, or have you had to bounce around a little bit?
No, all down the bottom oval, and that oval's even smaller than the top oval, believe it or not. So,
if that's possible.
Yeah, it's a bit crazy. It's hard. You can't get any grounds around anywhere. Yeah. It's a bit of a nightmare, but we'll just make sure the boys are getting the work in. So, obviously, as soon as they get out, round one, round two, straight away, it doesn't matter what ground you're trying on, you get a blowout, you blow up pretty quick straight away anyway, so... But I'm confident the boys have got the work under their belt and get their second, third, fourth win.
Yep. Upgrade your facilities started last year. How's that tracking?
Yeah, really good. Thank God. Oh, sick of living in huts and toilets and all that kind of stuff. So that's come up really well. They've done a really good job.
That's right for round one?
Yeah, all done. I think they finished that maybe end of December. I think it was just before Christmas. And the cricket club done a fair bit in the front room and that as well, in the actual function room. So it's all had a new lick of paint and it's all looking good. I think they've got a new kitchen in there, I think, for memory. So it's looking good, nice and new and fresh.
Yep. Positive on the field and off the field.
It is, mate. It is, definitely.
Fantastic. Ash, we really appreciate you coming in. Obviously, it's been a tough first year, 5-13, but as you said, some recruits and positive vibe around Winter Reserve and hopefully a few more wins this year and maybe knocking on the door of the top five. Thanks for coming in.
Cheers, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Ash Whitney joining us from the Belmont Lions next in our season countdown series. We're going to catch up with Colac co-coach Rowan McSparran.